It's the website you should have bookmarked, davidrenicky.com. I do one better. I get the man himself on the line. David, hello.
Always good to be with you, Bilko.
Always good. And stick around for the end of this because your chance to pick up a telescope for Christmas with a very special question. This could set a cat amongst the pigeons, Dave. The US should be making China a partner. Could they ever see eye to eye to do this?
Strange as it may seem, yeah. It's already happening. They've made inroads in this. Look, what we didn't know, and what I didn't know, not many people knew, because there was no press release organised, and there's no prior announcement made, but a delegation of NASA's people from the space program, have been to Beijing, and they've had a little secret powwow, I guess, but this way to talk about it, with their Russian counterparts. And the idea behind this is they want to work together. The idea is to work together on climate satellites. And if that works out, which it probably will, they'll talk about more communication satellites and things like that to be done. It's a joint effort because it's a very, very big money business, this one. It's now up into the $300 billion-plus dollar industry every year, and it's expanding all the time. Now, the Cold War, the model we had before is becoming obsolete. It doesn't really exist. And besides that, when you talk to space scientists, anyone involved in science in any way, they hate the politics side of it.
Yeah,
they don't
right.
want that. And it works because people on the space station from different countries all work together. Goodness me, the Americans have been working with the Russians up there for about 15 years.
Oh, of course, on the Mir, yeah.
Yeah, and Salyut, and then also on the space station. But there's a bit of a problem with this, and that problem is that in 2011, Congress banned NASA from any direct interaction with China in the hope of preventing any espionage going on.
Right, okay.
Now, China have made a plan of their ideas, their ideologies, their ideas of space. What they want to do there is not only scientific, but they've also got militaristic ideals as well, and that's frightening the Americans. So you can understand what's going on here. The Americans have got to be wary about it, but there's still this need now, and they've made this pact by the sound of it, that they'll cooperate jointly in the space program.
Now, I heard that national officials secretly went to Beijing and no one knew about it till someone leaked something and then reporters were wanting to know what was going on.
Yeah,
and
that was what it was, a nosy reporter just snipping something out. But I think it's a good idea and I don't see any problem with that. As I said before, you know, the Americans have worked cooperatively with Russia, and I think this one will pan out just the same.
Now, Richard Branson has made space his mission. Now we're hearing China want to set up, a space theme park?
They do, believe it or not. This is crazy, isn't it? Future Valley theme park. Doesn't sound Chinese, but it's going to be. Guangxi, the company, they've got a big balloon and they've got a gondola. Look, simply put, what they want to do is to try and lay the cost of people getting into or close to space. Now, this is an idea whose time has come. Balloons have always been fairly safe. You're inside a gondola, you're in a pressurized environment, no need for a space suit. You can quite easily snap away with the camera at the window and without any problem falling out.
I think I'd need a spacesuit. I don't care how enclosed the capture was, Dave. I would need just a backup.
I'd like the parachute in lieu of the suit. but jumping out of that height, you're up to 22K high. Now, you're not in the space, but you're close to it. And there's something that you will see that only about 700 or 800 people have ever seen. You look out of your window and you look down and see the curvature of the Earth. This is not an easy thing to see when you're not very high up. It still remains sort of flat. You just go on an aeroplane flight and you'll notice that. So they will see the curvature of the Earth, and they will also notice the sky getting much darker. It won't be black, it'll be dark purple. But they'll still see stars in the sky, where only an hour or so before it was bright sunlight. Mm. And they'll also see this thin purple line, this blue line that circles the Earth, very close to the surface from where you are, and that's the thin line of atmosphere that we breathe. So it's an idea whose time has come. I think it'll happen, it'll work, and you're inside a gondola where it's quite safe, as safe as it can be, and you're up for a few hours, come back down, the adventure's all over, but boy, you got some holiday snaps that, you know, simply out of this world.
How much per ride, though?
No price yet. No, it's all being worked out. They've got to get the whole thing up and running. It'll be a few years before this develops, but it's one of many ideas that quite a few companies are doing now, and I think you see this sort of thing develop as commonplace.
Yeah, be prepared to mortgage your house, or in your case, David, I'm sure someone will sponsor you for a trip so you can talk about it.
Yeah, I'd go tomorrow. Yeah. How would you like to do a broadcast from up there?
Oh, look, it would be awesome. I'm sure the technology is in place to do it. If you could lead the way, and then I'll do the broadcast, and that'd be awesome.
We'll go together.
Hey, speaking of broadcasts, I noticed on davidredeke.com, there's an article there with Steve Arnold, the Meteorite Man. I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, look, the Meteorite Men is a big program in the States. I've seen it for quite a few years now.
Right.
These two guys go out and they hack around and look for meteorites. He's good at picking up moon meteorites. Now, what do you say? Hang on. Moon meteorites do exist, and so do Mars meteorites. We can pretty rightfully say that some of the material we're picking up, or they are finding, resembles what we found on the Moon and Mars. They can do various tests to determine that. Now, Steve is one of these people who is an expert, plus in the field that he's in. He's got a huge collection of these sort of things. He's organising a Kickstarter campaign, which is going out to try and find more moon rocks.
Yeah.
He wants to take people with him. You pick up, you own what you find, but you've got a guide with you who knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah, this is the sort of adventure a lot of my listeners would love.
I think so. What we might do, with your permission, we might try and hook him up with you. Might be able to get him to talk to your listeners.
That would be awesome. Steve Arnold on the show. Yes. Mm. That'd be great. Now, the telescope giveaway, how do people get involved?
This is easy. All you've got to do is supply the answer to the question, and you forward the phone number of the person to me. I duplicate that 10 times here, which becomes the ticket, and they go in the barrel for an $800 telescope raffle at the end of the year. Now, it's only a couple of months away. 15 December is when we draw this, and this telescope is worth $800. The same, it's got all the eyepieces you want. It's a professional-grade scope, a 200mm 8-inch Dobsonian telescope that anybody would love to have.
Yes, yes.
Knockout views of the heavens. So that's it. All you've got to do is be first in, not having won before. That's the rule.
Yeah, if you've already entered, then forget about it. Your name's on the list.
It won't put you in twice. But the question is going to be a good one. We're going to make it worthwhile. Here's the question. Listen carefully to this one. Where on earth does a flag fly always pointing south, no matter which way the flagpole is pointing? I'll read it again. Where on earth does a flag fly always pointing south, no matter which way the flagpole is pointing? That's your question for this morning.
First answer on Facebook gets to have their entry in the draw. DavidRenneke.com. Check the website now for more stories, what we've talked about as well. See you next week.